In the Art Scroll, page 220. And in the Feldheim, page 74, Ayin Dalid, on the bottom of the page. Okay, we're talking about lying. To be someone who lies, sorry. No, someone who lies. Sheker is number 6 on the list. Just to chazer over quickly, right? We're trying to light up our dark places and places where we might actually be in denial, as the whole parak of Nikias, as we're traveling through to light up places where we might be in denial, as we just said, don't even notice I am lying. So when I light up certain things, it reveals that maybe I, verbal abuse is number one. Maybe I verbally abuse people. Maybe I give bad advice and the advice is really for me. Maybe I speak Lashon Hara. Maybe I have anger, hatred, and revenge. Number 5, we said, is maybe my yeses are not really yeses and my noes are not really noes. And now we're talking about being someone who lies. So we said that there are 2 levels to a liar. Number 1 is somebody who just is constantly lying, 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 and he just creates lies. The second level is, no, I don't lie, but I exaggerate and I sort of embellish the story. Obviously, as we're going to go lower, lower in levels, it gets much more subtle, right? Because to straight out lie, I'm not going to straight out lie, but I'm willing to stretch the truth. So number 3 says the Holy Ramchal, Yesha Oida Cherem Shechol Yam, and I love the fact that the Ramchal calls it a sickness. A person is a chole. He has a spiritual malady. He has spiritual sick. He has a real sickness that he has to heal from. Kal Me Chol Rishanim. This is a little bit easier than the first 2 sicknesses. Veim Osam Shenim Kvuim Kol Kach B'Sheker. I'm not really so set in my ways of lying. Ella Shlo Yachush L'Tzrachimenu. But if I need to lie, I'll lie. I'm not a liar, but anytime that I need to lie, I could pull up a lie in a second. Veim Yizdamin Lahem Yomru. If I need to, I don't care to lie. Upalmem rabbis yomru derech schaik, or I'll say it joking. Okiyosu zeblik havanara. I don't have any bad intention, but I have no problem saying a lie. Va'amna mechacham idiona shekolze uhefach ratzon habori baruchu umidas chasidav. This is the opposite of what God wants from us. God does not want us to not. I'll say more. It's not about saying the truth. It's Hashem doesn't want us to say things that are not true. Humasha kosev dvar sheker yisna tzadik. The tzadik hates the words of lying, of that are not that are sheker. Humasha balav asara medvar sheker tirchak. Interesting. In the Torah, you don't find, as he says, tirush shlomim sheker tishamer. It doesn't say don't lie. It says stay far away from lying. Ela medvar sheker tirchak lahair. To make us aware, to tell us, stay far away from being someone who says things that are not true. The Jewish people are not people of lie. And just that we all know from the media, from the news, from the world that we live in, it's never been so clear how much there's an abundance of things that are just not true and 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 not true. It's just not true. But as we know, I just said it before when we were in Shir together, if you say a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. You start believing the lie. And then you don't even know what's a lie. You don't even know what's true anymore. It just becomes so confusing. But the Jewish people, we are of people of the truth. When Hashem signs his name, right? The signature of a person. You go to a bank, you got to sign your thing. You go into your social security card, you sign your thing. Your signature can buy hundreds of millions of dollars is with your signature. Signature, your sign is a part of who you are. What is Hashem's signature? His signature is MS. Ubevadai, Shema MS, Huma Shabachar, only 5 minutes in, by the way. We could start saying less than 5 minutes. If Hashem chose to sign his name, MS, you can imagine how the opposite of MS, how much the opposite is disgusting. Speak the truth. My children don't lie. My children don't lie. Halamadata shezeh taloi bezeh. Children, the truth. Hashem is the truth. His children are people of the truth. V'amar v'nikra Yerushalayim. You hear this? JJ, you hear this? V'nikra Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. Jerusalem is called the city of the truth. Why do you think everyone's fighting over Jerusalem? Why do you think you go on a regular day, you go to the old city? Everybody's there. From every country, from every religion, from all over. Over this little, tiny, little thing, Jerusalem. Why? Why? Because the city of truth. It's MS. People naturally are drawn to the truth. Lahagdil chashivusav, to show how powerful kvar amu v'doiver emes b'vavo, kigon Rab Safra. Like the story of Rab Safra, l'adircha adhechan, you guys have the story in there? Adhechan, some Mesil Sharm have the story. Adhechan chovas ha'emes, Magas, I'll say the story in a second. Kfar Asru l'tam chacham l'shanais b'diburai chutz mishleisha dvarim. A tam chacham is only allowed to change a few things. Ve'echad manamudim shaylam oimid alav hu emes. As Pirkei Avos says, one of the pillars of the world stands on what? On emes. Imkain, mi shedover sheker ki'ilu no tel yesodo shel olam. When you speak sheker, you say things that are not true, you are destroying the foundation of the world. Someone who's careful to say the truth is kilu makayim, things that are true. I love that. Things that are MS. It is true. Things that are true is makayim. It establishes the world. When you say things that are not true, it destroys the world. We're going to stop here, but I'm going to say the story of Rav Safra, because this next thing is like incredible. Emir Tishem, tomorrow night we have the concert. Okay, I don't say that over here. We'll talk afterwards. What's the story? This is the story. Rav Safra had something to sell. He had a very expensive thing to sell during Maariv. I don't know if it was during Maariv, maybe it was Shachos, I don't remember, I don't know why I'm saying Maariv. He was davening. It's a story, right? What happened? Rav Safra was reading Kriya Shema, and the guy said, Tein li achefetz bekach v'kach tamin. He says, I'll buy your pen for $100, and I'm in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. Am I allowed to say anything? I can't say anything. So the person who came over and says, I'll give you $100 for your pen, thought that I wasn't, he says, he thought, Ibnei Shaloa, no, Hayakar Kriya Shema. But the only reason he didn't answer him was because he was saying Kriya Shema. Kasar Zeh Shaloa Rotsu L'no B'dam Malalu, V'hoisev Amalo, B'kach Yoser. So he said, I'll give you more money, because he thought the reason the Rav Safra didn't answer him was because he wanted more money. He didn't realize that the reason Rav Safra didn't answer him was because he was reading Kriya Shema. La'akar shesim Kriya Shema amalo tola chavez b'dam shamarti b'yishona shmosin dam ha'ya b'dayti litno lo. Could you imagine that? A guy comes, what's the story? Rav Safra already inside his heart accepted the fact that he's going to sell it to him for the lower amount. But because he was reading Kriya Shema, he couldn't say anything. So the guy offered double the money, triple the money, whatever he offered him. And he could have made the money, but he said, in my heart, I already accepted. V'doiver emes b'lvavo, even in your heart, to tell the truth is incredible. It's a high level, 9 minutes and 55, 6 seconds under 10 minutes.